to you, the level of support?
Well, as a 16-year-old, I mean, like, just getting the opportunity to go play on the Olympic team was just a thrill in itself, and to come home from Sapporo with a silver medal as a 16-year-old, like, it was pretty awesome. So, and even at 16, like I said, I'm still in high school, and
yes.
I missed like 2 months of school. The teachers are great, and everybody worked with me, but I don't think you appreciate it near as much as, you know, when you get older. So, I was a very small cog in the wheel. I was a tiny fourth line guy, just trying to buzz around, keep the puck out of my net. But I learned it. It was a great learning experience. The first time I saw international hockey, and I got a chance to play with a great group of guys too. And Coach Murray Williamson was great to me, it was a great life lesson for me as far as like a big stepping stone in my career.
Talk about now the fact that when the NHL got involved, the professionals got involved. Did in your mind, did it take something away or did it add something? I mean, what crossed your mind when you heard that they were going to go to pro?
I've always liked it where it's been the amateurs playing. And for me, and the reason I say that is because in 1980, when the U.S. Men's hockey team won the gold, to me, I think that was when they beat the Soviets. And to me, that's as great a moment there is in sport. I think, you know, one of the biggest, greatest upsets. But then as you look 10 years beyond that, you see like the Kenny Morrows and Neil Broughtons, so many good hockey players were on that team, and they were a good young group of guys, and they proved to be better players as they got older. But it was such a great thing, but what made it so great, it wasn't the NHL players against playing NHL players. It was this young group of college kids and playing against the mighty Soviets, and it was the best of the best they had. So, but that's what made it so dynamic. Now when I got a good NHL team playing against a good NHL team, basically it's what it is. It's like watching all-star games, but the guys are competing better, and the level of play is better. There's no doubt about it. I think for the pure and for a lot of players, for a few players that played on that team in the 80s, and they didn't become pros, and they weren't good pros, but they had their 10 days to shine, and they've made a lifetime from it. So, and that's, to me, that's what was so great about the story.
Do you think now we're going to maybe possibly recapture some of that spirit that was 72, that was 80, that was 1960 Squaw Valley? I mean, do you think maybe we can at least, are we heading back a little bit toward that? You know, circumstances aside, you know, the NHL didn't want to be involved.
But. Yeah, I don't know. I've always preferred, and I've never wavered from that. I've always preferred to have the amateurs in it. Like I said, I would have never had a chance if it was the pros when I was 16 years old. So it gave me an opportunity. It gave a bunch of guys opportunities in the 80s and along the way. You get to see the pros play every day. And I know, and with the NHL schedule, with the 82 games, with the playoffs and the condensed schedule, it's just so much to ask of the players. And when you put in an Olympic season, and with guys getting hurt now, I mean, it's hard. If you lose a player in the Olympics to, you know, a bad injury, you lose a guy for 4 months, it impacts. When you lose an elite player, and it impacts the team enough where it might make the difference you make in the playoffs or not. So I thoroughly understand the owners don't want to risk that, and I don't think the players want to risk that either.
And the game has changed so much too, because in your time, I mean, we weren't, the draft I believe was 20 instead of 18, so we're rushing these kids along. Provorov, Konechny are playing at 19, you know, so we're basically essentially saying go to junior, go to pro. So there's no little period of 3 or 4 years where you could possibly be an amateur Olympian. The window's so small.
Yeah. Well, even back a few years ago, I mean, there was some guys, I mean, like some teams, they let players go. They'll let them go back to the World Junior and different things. It's a great, like I said, for a lot of players, it's a great learning thing. And I know, like back in my day, you didn't have international competition. Now a lot of these kids in junior, with the World Juniors and all this, there's international flavor to so many of the games and tournaments they play in, and they have a good taste for it. But like I said, the bottom line is I like it with the amateurs, and I looked at it's some guys from the American League, some guys that are older pros. I like it when the kids are going at it, but I guess it's nice when they can keep it an even playing field. I mean, you go back years ago, and we were thoroughly an underdog, and I first time I saw the Russians play, first time I saw the Czechs play, and the Swedes were every bit as good as all those guys back then. So, and they were world powers, and we were a group of young guys, a couple guys, minor league pro guys, and a few amateurs, but that was the fun part of the challenge, to come together and take them out as a team and have pride for your country.
Mark, thank you for your time. Best wishes.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.